What's up? You guys are watching Half Woke. So I'm going to get into the story for today. I want to say rest in peace to King Von. He was shot and killed over the weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. After this, his ex-girlfriend, Asian Doll, was posting all of these Throwback Thursday pictures of them. And she then tweeted and said, King Von's last words were, "Y'all let them niggas get me. Don't cry over me." And then his cousins were coming out and saying that his homies stole from him, like the Airbnb they were staying at, saying that they took his Louis bag and some clothes and stuff. So, you know, everybody was looking at the people. When you see the footage of his homeboys, you see them kind of running away after people start shooting, and everybody was like, y'all left him. Even though then you see them drag him after the shooting stopped, they dragged him into the car and took him to the hospital. But after this, the manager came out and he was like, Asian Doll is saying she hired a spiritual advisor, and that's what the spiritual advisor told her, King Von told her.
And that's why I'm so baffled and confused, because she's coming on these platforms and people's having the people knowing that they were together and was in a relationship, taking these tweets like it came from Von personally. Asian Doll did not speak to Von before he died. Asian Doll is telling me that she's talking to Von on the afterlife with a spiritual reader. And Bonnie's telling her this stuff. What type of goofy shit you on, man?
So do you think it's because she's hurt or she's cloud chasing?
Is she hurt? We hurt. Be hurt. Take your phone. Move the phone out your hand, bro.
King Von loved all of his homies. Two of them did die also during this conversation. So he's like, don't say that they weren't down for him by trying to discredit them. And I think the craziest part of this story is that the two friends weren't even killed by the other rapper's entourage. They were killed by undercover police officers because Quando Rondo's homie shot twice and he shot King Von. Then undercover police officers, the manager said, flew bullets every fucking where. Like, they shot the shooter, they shot two more of his homies, they this and that. But it's so much beef, it's so much controversy, it's so much to digest that fact is getting overlooked, that police officers still killed two black men in this whole incident. It's just, it's insane, y'all. And I know those are a lot of facts, but them there is the facts. So the first thing is rapper beef. It's publicized so much through social media. And do you think that it's going to get worse now? Because motherfuckers, as soon as somebody dissed that, they write on live, fuck you, da 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 da. Like,
yeah, and this, yeah, people keep feeding into it. Because these aren't like well, you got to go looking for this shit. You know what I'm saying? And then there's a few people that make a profit off talking about motherfuckers who are beefing. It's motherfuckers, that's a whole avenue to sit up there and talk about beef. And, ooh, and then this motherfucker said this, and then, ooh, they unfollowed who, and then they, ooh, and it's like, at the end of the day, man, what type of energy you want to feed into? What type of person you want to be? You know what I mean? You want to be a person that's look-a-hooing and, oh, did this and that, and I really dislike that, because it leads to death, and then it leads to more gossip, and it's like this whole death gossip chain about you talking about who gonna get shot, who beefing with who, and then somebody does, and then you talking about why it happened, and you can't understand how it happened, and it's like so much energy was poured into it.
Yeah, I toyed with the idea of whether or not like it's happening more, or if like there's just more rappers now. Like a friend of mine that actually worked for King Von, doing some PR work or something like that, was actually explaining, like, you know, back in our day, I didn't even know we had a day, but back in our day, it really was only two rappers that got killed. Like Tupac and Biggie. Like, if everybody else for the most part is alive. And like now this new generation, what is it, Generation X or Y? What is it? Gen Z? Whatever it is, it's like every fucking year, it's five rappers dying. Like, I don't know if people remember, like, the first young rapper who hadn't popped yet that I remember dying was Lil Snoop, who was Meek Mill's artist.
Yeah, yep.
And then Meek Mill had another artist die who was from Detroit, Dex Osama. And then it was like XXXTentacion, and then like all these rappers has died. So I'm not sure if like violence is getting worse or if there's just more rappers, but I do know that it's more rappers dying. For whatever reason, it's a lot more.
True.
I don't think so. It's just more Big and Pac was the most high profile. There was a lot more people that didn't have as much. You know what I'm saying? So it always kind of go hand in hand, but I think.
But I see what Ron's saying, because it's like, you know, when before social media, there'd be a couple of big music stars or a couple of artists. Now it's like, even with King Von, you boost up to fame and get 2 million followers before you even drop your first album, and you're famous and all over the internet. And even this manager, another one of his artists is YNW Melly, who blew up on the internet too and is now facing 2 murder cases for killing his best friends. Like, so he's like, I manage people who are, as he put it, real life steppers, and who really come from this shit. And once they start making money, they don't normally have enough time to get out the street life before it catches up to him or them. And that's what he says with King Von. It's like, he was, you know, you're 1 foot in, 1 foot out, just getting out of it. But a lot of times that shit catches up to you. And now it's a lot more street dudes who will get famous before they can really move and live a totally better life.
And I mean, I hate that that happened to him and all the other ones that happened to, but I honestly hadn't heard of them, and not in a mean way to anybody or no disrespect, but it's like, I'm like, they, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know what the song would be, you know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate that you have to learn about people and their stuff in depth sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know, you know what I'm saying? I hadn't heard
you
of
probably
them,
knew his song. You probably knew his song, and that's what's weird about like all the different rappers now. It used to be like, if a song came out, you knew who it was, but like,
right.
You probably hear, he got this, like this song where it's kind of funny. It's like a ghetto story or some nursery rhyme. It's like, just took a hoe to the stripper clip, or wherever he took this hoe, he took her all around the hood, made a song, blah, so like,
yeah.
There you go. Sure, I didn't know that I was familiar with him. Apparently he did a few songs with Soda Baby, who's another Detroit artist. So like a lot of people been hitting me up, and they feel some type of way about him, but it is unfortunate to have to actually be made aware of a person in their depth, but that's why I said, like, is it just more rappers that are in the limelight or what?
Well, it's another, dudes, yeah.
Go ahead. I was saying, another thing too is like, even now when you go listen to his music or, you know, his ex-girlfriend's on live playing his songs and shit, she like, you know, playing it, she like, a run up on my ops, 2 shots in the chest, you dead bitch, I'ma kill you. And it's like, he's saying all this shit, he going through the people, and that's what they did to him in real fucking life. And that's, you know, and other people are like, he probably really killed other people too and did it. So it's like, when you promote that shit, you even if you are really about that life or not, it's just, it's a perpetuation of gang culture that we love to listen to, that if we believe that you're really about that life, we're going to listen to you more. We, as much as people be like, oh, fuck the rap beef, nobody care about it, da-da-da. People love when people act tough, when they about that shit that they say they about, when they really still doing this. So at some point, I think the hip-hop culture, you know, other genres and other shit is like, what else is really, when you listen to what the fuck they're saying, is that damaging to your mental to keep absorbing? It's just hip hop. So they gotta take some type of, like, we glorify that shit. We make it cool.
Yeah. I think what's crazy is that, you know, for the regular listener, it probably ain't even that real to us. For whatever reason, the artist believes that it's real and has to be real and live that life. Because, like, I mean, just audience members, period, don't really realize that it's real until a motherfucker dead. Like, all these names, just names that rhyme with shit until you find out they shot somebody. Like, I've heard of Quando Rondo. I thought it was just a cute name. I didn't know this was a nigga he had beef with. Like, you could have made all this hood shit up and the listeners would be none the wiser. So it's unfortunate that the artist, the most important person in the situation, takes it so real and feel they got to live by this shit and die by this shit.
Well, that's what got them in there. That's what got them in there. And then whatever label is going to push that. You think they not looking for that? You think they're not looking for the next?
Right, because that's not how they want us to be portrayed anyway, right?
Come on, man.
Like,
yeah. Come on. In Chicago, such a place where them dudes don't get a chance to get out. Like I'm always happy to see a Chicago rapper that made it out of that motherfucker and is, you know what I mean? Like, I'd be glad to see Dirk. I'd be glad to see Chief Keef in LA shooting paintball, whatever the fuck, because I know, and it's like, man, you got to get the fuck up out. But the thing is, at what point do you, that energy that
here's what I'm saying too. It's not fair for you to get the fuck up out of there, but still be preaching that shit, because it's a lot of kids who are still in Chicago who, I'm not saying that it's like everything you say, you're the role models. It's just like, no, you're a lot of times being like, nah, this is the street code. This is the real shit. This is what we live by. Even though you're not even living by that shit no more. You don't want, and I'm not talking about King Von or none. I'm just saying in general, a lot of rappers who do make it out of that still promote that shit, even though they don't want no parts of it and have learned better, you know? And it's like, you see the ones who grow past it and change their music and then try to help people, get people game, talk about building houses, loving your women and blah, blah, blah. But
right.
People don't want to hear that, you know? And I think it's, rappers, they gotta understand kids and people in the whole streets and shit. Like, I be thinking most guys I date, like, they act like they rappers. They want to be rapper. They want to live a rapper lifestyle. Like, every nigga want a diamond chain. Every nigga want hoes. You know, like, they want that. The NBA players be wanting to be rappers. It's like, so y'all have to know what you say. A lot of times you're creating a street law. You're creating a street code. What's, you know, if this nigga do this, you got to do that. Oh, I wish a motherfucker would. I'm going to run up and do this. I got this. I got that. So until
man,
that
shit changes.
There's
so many avenues, though. It's so many avenues. It's so many different rappers out here. It's rappers that rap. It's nerd rappers that rap about video games. It's, man, hey, you choosing a lane where motherfuckers busting back. There's a whole, you know what I'm saying? Like, Tory Lanez kind of fucking up the R&B lane as far as shooting, but there's other avenues. You can be a lyrical a rapper. You know what I mean? Like,
but yeah, they got
the street thing for everybody. At some point, it's motherfuckers that had one leg in, one leg out, was able to get up out of there and make that transition. But if every song you making is a diss song, and then these young dudes just super disrespectful. Like, what do you think that energy is? You listening to it all day, the vibration too low for you to function the way you're supposed to function as a human. You know what I'm saying? That's just true. It's not the right megahertz that we should be listening to.
Right.
On none of the music that's out there right now. So you couple that with constantly talking about negative shit and straight disrespectful shit, the shit they be saying to the ops, the shit they be saying after somebody homeboy died, leaving laughing emojis after a homeboy, like, you don't see that.
Oh, I know.
Like,
and you go on live and you say, he a bitch ass nigga in front of 20,000 people on your live. I can't let that go. I know, man. A motherfucker who stand on it and say for real, like, oh, I ain't letting that shit go. I'm about that life. Ain't gonna let it go. Like, how you let that go? It's a public.
These people at the peak of their emotions. Somebody.
And
they
how old was he? Like, how old was he too? Like, how
he was 26.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure that it's going, I don't even see a clear road of it changing, man. Cause like there's times where I'm like, just talking shit to some of my family members, some of my younger family members, like, yo, what? I get that it's cool, but can you can listen to that all day, like 24 hours a day, I'm a killer nigga. Like, I get it. I'm black, I like rap. I listen to about 2-3 songs, I'm a killer nigga, but nigga, all day, I'm a killer nigga. And then the pushback I get, and that's my family, you know what I'm saying? The pushback I get is just like, fuck you, you lame, you don't get it, whatever, whatever. I don't see how it can change. Like, and some of my family members, they got a decent enough role model. You know, it's like, hey, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine enough. I'm on fucking half woked in the morning. So if they saying fuck me and I'm on TV, I know niggas in Chicago don't give a fuck about what they big homies saying.
Right.
Come on, some put the gun down. Nigga, fuck you. I'm out here drilling niggas. So I don't see
put your gun down so I can rob your bitch ass. How about that? Like, it get to that.
Yes.
Right.
Where it's like, fuck you, you know? And then I done talked to some motherfuckers too who was like, yo, I don't need a rapper to tell me to kill a nigga because I'm really in the street. And it really is like, yo, the shit that's going on is They're just rapping about shit I live and do anyways. They're not influencing me to do this.
But so, I think it's a good soundtrack. Like, I think it's good to have a balance between, because, you know, if that's where you come from, you need to talk about shit. You know what I'm saying? And then, if you know, but you also need to be a pod nigga, like you all appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
Keep your like, head up.
But at the same time, first off, fuck your bitch. You know what I'm saying? And you claim, you gotta, you know, but I know everything does, you know, your choices, every choice we make has consequences. And even if you think now back to choices, you know, we made and stuff, like one wrong move, that could have been it, fool. Like, that could have been it. Your life, jail, anything, that kid, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Could have been your whole life fucked up over one.
I know this is some super, super, like, whatever shit, but I also just find it crazy that so many rappers getting shot during quarantine. It's like, what the fuck is so serious, is more serious than worldwide invisible death? Like, nigga, you ain't even supposed to be outside. Like, it's sad, and I'm not trying to make light of it. I've just been thinking about that. Like, I just been thinking, like,
and even
the whole, what argument is that serious?
Even the whole Black Lives Matter movement and, you know, trying to defund the police and proving that we're not threats and not every Black man is armed and dangerous, and we are trying to reverse so many generational curses in our community and our stars. But I had seen somebody post the Malcolm X clip, was like, only in the Black community are our leaders athletes, celebrities, and musicians. In the white community, they listen to motherfuckers who do the shit. We idolize Beyonce and Lil Wayne. Like, fuck what Lil Wayne thinks about Donald Trump, and fuck
that's
these
who they
people.
Put up there for us to, that's who they put up there for us to hear. That's who they promote. Okay, I like the way this Lil Wayne guy, I like him. I like, why you like him? You got your son breaking activists, trying to buy cough syrup and shit. I like him. I like him. He's, you know, he said, you know, the police haven't really bothered him. He's been good. I like him. Like, they'll like you for what you can do for them, man. And that shit is, I don't know. Yeah.
It's sad if you fall for it, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's you. And then we all have choices, and it takes all kinds to make the world. That's what we need to realize. People make the choices. Hey, you know, like, might not be the choice I would have made, but it take all kinds.
Well, you sure right, Pete, because that's what his manager was saying. He jumped out the car in 1.5 seconds, ran into Quando. They fought for 2.5 seconds, and then the dude came, shot him, and then more shots. He's like, it was a whole five-second encounter that took your life, ultimately, just one decision. I'm like, I got to keep my anger in check, dog.
This is what I want to say, too. Because you remember you just said that all them shots came from undercovers?
Yeah.
Now, if we know who you are,
they know who
they
know
are.
Who the
shit.
You and the word. Undercovers be at the same spot you be. They fuck with the same bitches that y'all fuck with.
Oh, God.
They Jesus smoke Christ. Out the same pack y'all smoking out of.
Mm. Like, I never thought about that, there, Clayton.
You so
Jesus
about
Christ.
You so worried about each other.
Who? Who so killed two of y'all?
You ain't thinking
and
about that.
Yeah. Because the undercovers were the ones who actually, they were like, oh boy, shot off two shots and that's it. Everything else was from police officers and we got paraded with shots.
Because you can't be out, that's what they out there for. That can't no shit jump off. And you undercover, man. Come on, man. Everybody's seen the undercover movie. The undercovers don't always, these motherfuckers might be drunk they goddamn self. These motherfuckers might have initiated this shit. You don't know, you know what I'm saying? No. When you're undercover, you gotta do what you gotta do to fit in. These motherfuckers is out there and y'all so worried about each other, y'all don't even know who the fuck right in the Ooh. Parking lot or right behind you are by the DJ booth, man.
But then you blame each other. Much. As soon as it's over, you blame each other. Like, shit, it was say. Or what
I'll say this
but
much,
that's
though.
Just like the protest with the shit. That wasn't us fucking up everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They was out there. They said they brought them trucks out there with the bricks and the shit. Fuck people too. Fuck up shit. Like, okay.
Putting bricks down next to the places with glass windows. Yep. But I don't want to say that drill music itself is the cause of this, but I will say the situations that surround drill music and that allow drill music to continue to exist definitely contribute to like the just the destruction that it has. Like, music is music. You can make music about anything, but it's like, why can these niggas still talk about this? Like, what's going on in Chicago for shit to steal, for people to still be able to do this, and not only still live like this, but live like this in a pandemic? Like, I know that's some, that's so early 2020, but it's like, nigga, I like to go out and punch motherfuckers in the face too, but I can't because it's scary outside. We got to wear masks, and you in a bar with your enemy. It's like, what the fuck is going on that's so fucked up in Chicago to where all this terrible stuff can still exist? So I don't want to put all this on the music, although it is important for like different music artists to understand, like, it's you. This is you. This your life. Do you want to keep doing this? How important is staying real? Is it more important than staying alive?
You're right. Because you're right, because the fruit on the tree is drill music, but the root of it is like, this is a reflection of shit that's happening. And why the fuck is this happening? Why can we talk about this? Why is this all like, that's real? It's like, nigga, let's figure out why this shit is even possible to talk about.
It's a celebration of death, right? All these songs celebrate death. All the dudes infatuated with death, right? So white people do that, heavy metal music, death metal music, right? But they come back around, oh, it's purely for entertainment. You know what it is? It's really just, we just really make songs that make you really rage on the inside. That's what they do. When we do it, it's names attached to it. It's actual depth attached to it. It's actual, like, and I think that's where the problem is. Like, it's celebrate. Like, I saw an NBA Youngboy video, and he has a casket on his wall. A casket hanging on his wall. Not like no Halloween coffin. Not no, like, it's October 3rd. Like, a casket.
What type of fucking vision board is that? Like,
oh my God.
You know, because you put Jesus up shit to be Christ. Like, remind you of shit that you want to see. I don't want to see that every day.
Yeah, that's...
It is a celebration of death.
It is. That's
weird,
it is. You said that. You did
that.
Yeah, because that's exactly.
I saw an article or something on Instagram, or whatever, long time ago. Long story short, it was like this secret letter that had leaked about how the music industry was like revamping or getting ready to retool how music was distributed in the Black community, and that they were going to be pushing murder, death, and jail culture. And of course, nobody knows if that thing was real, but even if it was fake, it was a very interesting breakdown of what it feels like has happened to music. Like, we don't distribute shit. Like, I think Master P was the first to get a distribution deal. There's somebody that's pressing the button on, sure, send that out. Now, of course, now we live in, you know, the internet age, but this shit was happening before. I mean, you talked about this NBA Youngboy having a casket. Let's not forget Machiavelli. This motherfucker was walking around like he was dead before he was dead.
Right.
Biggie Smalls. His album was called Life After Death before the nigga died. Somebody is saying that this Black death music is all right, because if white people started making songs, well, I was going to say fuck my mama, but Eminem did that. But he did that in Black music. You can't go to country and say fuck my mama. I'm going to kill that bitch and bury her. You got to come over to rap to talk about that shit.
Yeah, our country will let you say whatever the fuck.
Okay, well, there you go.
Country over there got people getting murdered with shotguns in the trailer, too.
Oh, fuck shit. Back, but for
somebody's pushing the stuff.
Yeah.
No, they're definitely... Record labels talk about it. They talk about how, you know, they only want to buy and sell, you know, rappers' albums who promote shit like that. But they be like, don't blame us, blame y'all, because that's what y'all buy. Even when we try to give you positive shit, you don't want that. So that's what y'all want. So fuck y'all. Like, they literally have done interviews about this. Like, yeah, so what? But that's what y'all want, so we just give you what we want. We're business people. So
That's crazy.
Can we give solutions to rappers, like our ideas of what we think they should do? Because I'd like to give my little solution. Like, even though the guy I'm getting ready to mention has also killed people, so he ain't the best example. But look, I get it. Rapping about violence is fun, dog. I get it. Talking about who you'd beat up, that shit's fun. But just keep it to fighting, dog. Like, don't be shooting people. I get you got to talk about how sweet, but the baby, this nigga raps about punching people.
I'll shoot the shit out of nigga.
No, but on the same song, he said he'll shoot a nigga in the store in front of his grandmama and children.
Yeah, that's why I said he's the best example.
He said again. He said, I'll do it again if I have to, because I did it, but I don't want to.
He's not the best example, but we'll take from him what we can and say, listen, rappers, just because it's just a Barry White song, practice what you preach, but it goes the other way. Like, whatever you preach, that's probably what you practice. That's what you gonna practice. Don't rap about straight up killing people. But I mean, nobody gonna think you lame. They
started off fighting.
It escalated.
Right.
I mean, keep fighting. Going. Shit. I don't know. I'm at a loss. And nigga. That's what people.
No, because that's what his manager was saying too. He was like, he had no intention. Like, they had security with guns on him. Shit. He had no intention to try and come down, shoot on him or nothing. He was like, he really wanted to scrap the fair ones and then keep it pushing and be like, cool. And they was like, he was beating his ass, which is why his homie came out of the car shooting. So I do think that's a small step towards, like, yo, okay, cool. Don't let that be every other line. Like, Ryan's solution is like, yeah, cool. Y'all want to be violent. It feel good. So, you know, even aggressive shit, you want to work out to that. You don't want to work out to no sad kumbaya shit. So it's like, yeah, but yeah, maybe more physical shit. Not like, I'm going to take your life and take your skull off with this, you know, like, oh my God.
Niggas got to start rapping about karate again, man, or something. Just kick the nigga. Like, yeah. Remember when Grandmaster Flash and like Will Smith and they was talking about from the South, they was talking about a punch coming from, these niggas made a whole song about an uppercut. Will Smith, that was his hardest song, from the South. Look it up.
This nigga said,
I'm gonna
listen to it.
Right, I'm under your guard from the South. That, just rap about shit, man. You gotta shoot everybody.
I'm gonna listen to that and make sure you guys listen. Go stream King Von's new album, Welcome to O Block, because he does own all of his masters. So every time you stream his music, it's going directly to his kids and his family. So make sure y'all go listen to his new project that he literally just put out, and his manager just wants everybody to just leave with the sentiment of, like, he loved his friends, he loved his homies, and he's a good dude. So rest in peace, King Von.
Rest in peace, man.